AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Television interviewer Barbara Walters has died.
Barbara Walters was a broadcast legend who broke the glass ceiling for women as a television journalist, personality, and producer. First as co-host of NBC's Today Show.
Good morning, this is Today in Washington.
Then in 1976 as the first woman to co-anchor a network evening newscast.
Harry Reasoner. Barbara Walters.
ABC paid Walters $1 million a year, a stunning amount at the time. She'd leave the broadcast to concentrate on what she did best, interviews. Then, in 1997, Walters co-created The View, a ladies' gab fest, which she also co-hosted for 17 seasons. Steve Kaith and CBS News.
Walters was 93. A man's been arrested in Pennsylvania on charges of killing four University of Idaho students in November. CBS's Dunya Baca says that.
Detectives arrested 28-year-old Brian Christopher Kohlberger in Albrightsville, Pennsylvania, on a warrant for murders of Ethan, Zaina, Madison, and Kaylee.
The suspect is charged with four counts of first-degree murder and felony burglary. He was apprehended at his parents' home early Friday morning, more than 2,500 miles from the murder scene.
Southwest officials say the airline returned to a relatively normal flight schedule Friday after a holiday meltdown. More from CBS's Michael George.
This has impacted so many people, and I'm extremely sorry for that.
But an apology isn't enough for Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He intends to launch an investigation.
The U.S. Department of Transportation has your back.
6 years of Donald Trump's tax returns were released by the House on Friday. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports on what the documents reveal.
6 years of former President Trump's tax returns reveal he paid $750 in federal income tax in 2016 and 2017, and nothing in 2020, claiming more business losses than earnings.
How is he in a position to pay so little some years, less than you and me, in income taxes?
It's a great question. Look, the tax code is extremely complicated. President Trump has utilized the tax code to his advantage.
Scott spoke with forensic accountant Bruce Dubinsky. Well, this has been the worst year for the S&P 500 since 2008. The benchmark index fell 0.3% Friday, the last trading day of the year. It ends 2022 down 19.4% for the year. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3960.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. it's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
That must have been some kind of doll.
And at the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
Frank, this new holiday of yours is scratching me right where I itch.
Let's do it then.
All right.
Festivus is back! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
Festivus is here. It is December 23rd. And so we are airing our grievances. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today, this Christmas Eve Eve, Festivus Day. We want to hear from you, 844-967-2789. What are your grievances? You don't have to throw your family under the bus.
No.
It can be
anything.
Stupid. It can be anything. It could be simple, minute frustrations. But we're breaking out the aluminum pole, the metaphoric aluminum pole, and greasing it up, and because it's time for Festivus. But there's many things that I feel like are lasting jokes from Seinfeld, but this really has to be one of the best ones, and it almost didn't make it.
Oh, really?
So it began. So the Dan O'Keefe was a writer for Seinfeld, and he vowed to keep Festivus a secret from his Seinfeld colleagues. But of course, in the last season, in 1997, on the episode The Strike, it still made it into there. And so, but it was basically, it's obviously a fake holiday that somehow came this real celebration that came from Seinfeld, but it was from his childhood. And so this guy, Dan O'Keefe, this writer, said, my brothers and I agreed not to talk about what an insane childhood we had, particularly this made-up, weird-ass holiday celebrated in the strangest ways that my father took from a Latin adjective.
Oh, my God. This is great.
And so the real Festivus for Dan O'Keefe's family, there was no aluminum pole. It had no official date. It had absolutely nothing to do with Christmas, but there were grievances.
There were the airing of grievances.
And so he said it was invented by his late father, who was also a writer and an editor at Writer's Digest. And it started as a celebration of his parents' first date morphed into an unpredictable ritual held on random dates where family members had to talk about things that happened during the previous year. And Festivus also featured depressing themes such as, is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, jeez.
And so I find this hilarious that I didn't actually know that this came from this poor guy's, and the fact that he really did not want to write about it for Seinfeld and then somehow in the writer's room still came out.
It all
comes out.
It's now
one of the most celebrated episodes and fake holidays, at least of people of a certain age. If Brooklyn was here, we could ask her if she and her friends in their early 20s have any idea what this is. But,
probably not.
But what are some of your grievances, Jane?
I have a grievance that came to me yesterday as I was driving home. after our show, and it was still snowing. Turn on your lights, people. Turn on your lights. I beg of you. I beg of you. I mean, it was 2:30 in the afternoon, so it's not like this was 4 o'clock at night, but visibility was really bad, and visibility was only about a half a mile. And you got all these knuckleheads driving around with no lights on. And it's bad enough trying to make sure you don't hit anything, much less things you can't see because you don't have your lights on. So do that for me.
All right. I feel like that's a good one.
And it's actually a state law. If you have your wipers on, you are supposed to turn your lights on, because people will do this in the rain as well and drive with their lights on, which is really dangerous.
I may be guilty of that with the rain. If you're that's a good thing to remember. If your wipers are on, your lights should be on.
Because
I certainly sometimes have had my wipers on and did not turn on my lights. So that's a good one. I think to piggyback on that, a grievance that almost everyone who ever drives in the Milwaukee area can probably agree on is the grievance of the Milwaukee slide.
Oh, so annoying and so dangerous.
Annoying. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of different driving activity that could be listed as a grievance. Not all of them have a definite name in the same way that the Milwaukee slide does, but on any of those 2 to 3 lane streets, city streets, not highways, streets, boulevards, when they just scooch on over to the right lane and just to go right around you, yep, once the light turns green. And sometimes the light doesn't even turn green. Sometimes they just run the red light.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very fair grievance for Festivus.
Oh, that is an absolutely fair grievance for Festivus. And I think what irritates me the most about those people, I don't think they're going anywhere. I don't think they have a destination that they're late for. I think they're just poops.
They're just poops. Well, the best is when people speed up to get around you only to be slowed down by the person who was slowing you down.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, did you really get there a lot faster, buddy? And now you're just stuck one car ahead of me.
Oh, what a victory for
Good
you.
Job. Good job.
Yeah.
And so one that I know, I kind of have this, but I would say, speaking for my husband, one of his big grievances is kitchenware you can't put in the dishwasher.
Like,
you know, sometimes more delicate stuff that's just like, it's not dishwasher safe. And so you have to wash it by hand. And so then things inevitably end up in the dishwasher. And I then yell at him and go, this can't go in the dishwasher. And he flails his hands and says how annoying it is that not everything can just go in the dishwasher.
There can't be many things.
The thing that did not last this test of time for us was they had a good run, but I had these emerald knives, like cooking knives.
Okay.
There were different colors.
Oh, emerald.
Emerald, like the chef.
Yep,
like,
yep.
What was with his
Bam. Wasn't it Bam?
Bam. Bam. And the handle, I don't know what material the handle was made out of, but you weren't supposed to, most knives you're not actually supposed to put in the dishwasher because it dulls them. But not only would it dull them, but it was, now the handles are like mushy. So I don't know what kind of chemist wet dream came up with like these, like, because they're like, they were soft at first, but now they like feel sticky to the touch.
Oh, that's
because they've
weird.
Been washed. And so I think it's time to just let go.
Move on.
Of those. What do you do with knives that you don't like, something like that? Is that just something you have to throw out? Cause I don't necessarily want to donate knives that are, the handles feel
icky,
faulty.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think that's even something a metal recycler would take.
I know.
You know? And I think that's one of the things with people trying to get rid of stuff is trying to do it in the best way possible and not knowing the best way to get rid of this stuff. If you're conscientious about it. You know what I mean?
I think that is a good grievance. I think the fact there's a grievance that as a society that consumes a lot, we have not figured out a better way to recycle, like actually recycle, not throw it in the bin
right.
and have the all that plastic that isn't actually recyclable get still end up in the ocean. Like actual use cases of how different materials can easily be categorized and cataloged and sent to be reused in one way or another, because we go through a lot of stuff.
We do.
And don't, and like, what do you do with it besides just drop it off at Goodwill? And most of the time they don't want it either.
Well, exactly. If it's, should I throw it away or take it to Goodwill, then throw it away, because they don't need to be sorting through all that stuff.
What do you do with, oh, we got a text.
We have a text from the 507 for the airing of grievances on this Festivus. My grievance is dry clean only clothing.
Ah, that was on my list too.
Was it?
Well, as we were talking about the dishwasher only kitchenware, the amount of please don't wash my clothes that I have to say to Michael. And now we have a system, so now he doesn't. But I feel like that's for a lot of couples. I'm trying to be helpful, and so this was in the dirty pile, but it wasn't separately taken out as the dry clean or specialty, like on the delicate cycle, do not put them in the dryer cycle, like that pile of clothes that then your loving spouse, who's just trying to be helpful, goes ahead and washes. And then you try it on. You're like, well, can't wear this anymore.
I used to like that shirt. That was a nice wool.
Yeah.
Blazer.
So I will say the dry clean only stuff. And maybe you just ended up washing. I think I have 4 or 5 blazers that are dry clean only, and they just have never been washed. And so they just get Febrezed a lot.
I think too, though, I think we are moving away. You know, we're such slobs now that I just can't imagine a lot of people are buying dry clean. You know, again, you're talking about wools and silks and for things that specifically need to be dry cleaned. And that tends to be more structured blazers, suits, things like that need that kind of treatment.
Well, now that so many of us, I mean, we're on the radio, so I try to look nice because we obviously
you do look
live.
Nice.
We live stream this thing, so I can't totally look like a slob every day for anyone who's watching on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or whatever. But certainly not wearing a suit every day, like some people used to and some still do.
Right.
As far as their dry cleaning bill of wearing a suit and wearing a button-up shirt every day and wanting to preserve those investments.
Well, and just think about, you know, women's suits and the skirt and jacket and pants. You know, I used to have some of those too, I don't even know where I would wear that stuff anymore.
Did you ever have to dress up for the radio? Was that ever an expectation?
When we would do appearances and stuff, sure.
Okay, but not at the studio.
No.
No. Would you wear like a sweatsuit? What was your attire in your first couple, like your first decade of radio?
My first decade of radio, I probably tried a little harder. But it was always jeans. You know, it's always been casual. It's always been casual, which is always one thing that I really liked about radio. Because back in the days when I started, you couldn't see us.
Which I know you love now that people can see you.
Oh, I just love that beady little camera eye on me all the time. I can't tell you.
Would you qualify that as a grievance for this year?
That is a grievance. Yes.
All right. Well, if you have more grievances that you want to share with us, we will read them aloud. 844-967-2789. We're taking another break. This is As Goes Wisconsin, the Christmas edition.
Time to rock the night away. Go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle up.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. And the Zeros. And Porky's Groove Machine.
The Spice Girls.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from the spaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 21. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 36. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation. Lows around 30. Warmer Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for scattered showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? And practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride, the Christmas edition. I got a little distracted, but we're back because we only have three segments left before it is our holiday season. I'm so excited to relax. Are you an eggnog person, Jane?
I am an eggnog person.
And are you?
I cracked it last night, yes.
It's all right.
And I'll only do one quart, I guess. But that, because you may as well just jump in a vat of butter and roll around. But it's so wonderful. Mint a little brandy.
Yes.
With a little brandy.
I'm good for one. I'm good a little eggnog and coffee instead of cream. But I know some people who just suck those things down, and I don't know how their stomach handles it.
Seriously, it's delicious. It's just a glass full of deliciousness, but it's like 900 million calories.
All right, so along with being Christmas Eve Eve and Festivus, it is also National Christmas Movie Marathon Day. It feels like a perfect day to have a Christmas, I mean, both today and tomorrow. But for everyone who is stuck at home and canceled plans and not trying to be out in negative temperatures, because what is the actual temperature there right now?
I think we're 8 below. But now
we're
when you throw the winds in, it's probably closer to 25 below.
Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing. We're -6 up here in Wisconsin Rapids, but I don't know what it feels like versus what it is, because with the wind, it's probably even less than that. Yeah. So good day to
snuggle up,
watch some movies. What are your go-to Christmas movies?
I love It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
If A Christmas Story is on, because it used to be on TNT for several days, and I can't not watch that. I also love Scrooged with Bill Murray. But I also like a whole bunch of different Christmas carols. You know, there's one with George Scott. There's one with the Muppets. There's one with the real old one with Alistair Sim. And I'll watch all of those, too.
The amazing thing about the Muppet Christmas Carol is how straight Michael Caine plays Scrooge.
It's so great. It really is.
Just, I don't know how he kept a straight face of how some of the lines he has to deliver in that movie while not laughing and not winking at the camera is just priceless.
Yeah, it really is. That it's worth watching that just for that alone.
Exactly. And so according to the AV Club, here are the 30 top Christmas movies. Let's see how many you've actually seen, because I was surprised how many I haven't seen.
Okay.
So coming in at number 30, The Santa Claus, which with Tim Allen, which I would agree.
Never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No.
All right. It's good.
Is it?
I think so.
Warm, fuzzy. Of course, it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's good. Number 29, The Polar Express.
Never seen it.
I've never seen that one either.
Tom Hanks. Kind of. I think it looks creepy.
With the anime, like the animation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never saw this one, but I think this is from a couple years ago, from 2018. The Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell.
No.
That's on Netflix.
Okay.
Also not seen that one. This I've definitely never seen. I've never even heard of this. Tokyo Godfathers.
Excuse me?
It's an animated film, and it's from Japan, and it doesn't seem like a Christmas movie at first glance. But it takes place on Christmas Eve, and it's like kind of like anime looking. But definitely, I'm not seeing that one.
It's like a Die Hard entry.
26, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the claymation one. You've seen that one?
I have.
Mm-hmm. Love Actually.
Oh, love that movie.
Do you still love it? Are you in the camp that now finds the movie problematic and feels like it hasn't aged well?
No, I still love that movie.
Still love it. All right.
I do.
The Happiest Season. With Kirsten Stewart? Kristen Stewart?
Never. No.
Yeah, I didn't see that one either. Black Christmas from 1974?
No.
Nope. Never seen it. I've also never
seen it. Sounds real cheery.
It's a Christmas horror film.
Oh, naturally.
It Happened on Fifth Avenue from 1947.
Classic.
I've never seen that. Is it good?
It's a classic.
All right. Number 21. Already mentioned, The Muppet Christmas Carol, classic. Number 20, Scrooge, classic. Number 19, Bad Santa.
Oh, with Billy Bob Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan.
That doesn't surprise me.
No.
Number 18, Claus, with a K?
No.
I've never seen that one either. It's an animated film, and it's supposed to be beautiful. Shocking visuals, as it says in the write-up. Number 17, Remember the Night?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it either. Christmas in Connecticut?
That I've heard. That's like a 40s.
That's from 1945.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one. There's a lot on here I haven't seen. This is what my marathon will be for the rest of the day.
There you go.
Number 15, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from 1964, the claymation one.
Yes, yes.
1966, number 14, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Of course.
I love that there's a meme about that one that says, the Grinch doesn't hate Christmas, he hates people, and I totally understand that.
The Grinch is fine, leave him alone.
All right, we'll do the next three, and then we'll come back after the break with the top 10. But number 13, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Never saw it.
Tim Burton. Oh, you never saw it?
No. Is it good?
It is good.
Okay.
It's actually really good. I would rewatch that today.
All right, I'll do that today.
Number 12, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Almost a must.
Yep. Number 11, Carol. It's with Kate Blanchett. It's as they fall in love over the Christmas season in 1952. It's a Hollywood romance story. Never heard of that one. All right, well, we're going to take another break right now. When we come back, we'll let you know what the top 10 are, and you can see if your favorite is on the list. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report, television interviewer Barbara Walters has died. CBS's Jamie Yukas looks back at her life.
The White House might be a step down.
For more than 50 years, Barbara Walters was a familiar face on America's television sets. She interviewed every president from Richard Nixon to Barack Obama. From world leaders and Hollywood stars, set a standard few others could match.
Walters retired in 2014.
I have no specific plans now. It's going to be an unstructured life for a while, and I look forward to that. I've never not had assignments. I've never just not worked. And I think it's about time. I enjoyed the view.
In the statement, Walter's representative says she passed away peacefully in her home, surrounded by loved ones. She lived her life with no regrets. She was a trailblazer not only for female journalists, but for all women. Barbara Walters was 93. CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's getting cold in Wisconsin, and we're snuggling in. Summer is gone.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, the Christmas special. Is it Christmas special? Christmas edition?
Christmas Eve edition.
No matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any part of today's show and thought that if you want to go back and listen to some of the fun facts that we had about NORAD and Santa and mistletoe, and now talking about 12 Days of Christmas, you can go listen to it as a podcast and share it with your friends. You can find it at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you find your podcast, just search As Goes Wisconsin. So before we took the break, we still have 10 countdowns. This is from AV Club. So everyone, obviously, this is subjective of what the best movies of all Christmas movies of all time are. But we went through the top 20, a lot of what we haven't seen or some we haven't even heard of.
Exactly.
And so, but now we get to the top 10. You can let us know. Do you agree? Do you disagree? How many of these have you not even seen? But coming in at number 10, White Christmas.
Love that movie.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good movie.
Even though it's a really bad story. I mean, you know what I mean?
Getting stuck at some random place upstate. Is it upstate New York?
It's
that they
in
get
Vermont.
Stuck in?
No, it's in Vermont. But it's this. Yeah. I mean, the story is so flimsy. And of course, all these people come from all over the country for that one night for the general who's retired. But I still love that movie.
Yeah. Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, who is brilliant. Rosemary Clooney, who wears one of the finest dresses in the history of Hollywood in that movie.
Oh, really?
That black velvet number that she sings with the sparkly gloves.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly certain that that's where Michael Jackson got the sparkly gloves from. It was Rosemary. She did it first. And Vera Ellen, who had a waist about the size of my ring finger.
Well, I think I heard something once about her is that she didn't actually sing. That's not her singing in the movie.
No, she was a dancer.
It is Rosemary Clooney,
yes.
But she could dance, and I think she was a dancer, but that is not her voice in the movie. But all right, so number nine, I haven't seen, and I've never heard of The Shop Around the Corner.
Never heard of it. Is that an older 40s movie?
It's an older movie. I'm trying to look for the year. Yeah, James Stewart, 1940.
I think that's on one of the streaming services right now. It might be on Hulu
or really?
Something. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right. Number eight, Home Alone.
I saw it once. I never have to see that movie again.
Honestly, my least favorite part of both Home Alones, because I don't really count all the ones that I think there's multiple that have come since. I don't really like the end, the big finale with all of the hijinks that happen. Because now that I've watched it as an adult, as a kid, the slapstick comedy of all I thought was fun. But now it just feels so ridiculous that any one of those, like a paint can to the face or a blowtorch to your head, you're not coming back from that.
No.
You're not going to keep pursuing this kid. Like, the ridiculousness of it all really takes me out of the film now that I'm an adult as far as how much abuse the wet bandits can withstand. But the rest of the movie I really like. Like, this idea of him taking care of himself and some of the fun things with the movie. But yeah, that part, we watched Home Alone 2 recently. I was like, this is just insane. Like, this is not based in reality whatsoever.
It's so over the top. It would almost be better in a cartoon because it's that level of slapstick violence, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of cartoons, number seven, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yay. Just watched
number
it.
Number six. Maybe this is controversial.
Oh, I know what it is.
Gremlins.
Oh, Gremlins?
Yeah.
Why
Christmas
is
chaos. I don't know. But
why is that a Christmas movie?
I think it takes place during Christmas.
It's been a long time since I saw that movie.
Since I saw that movie, too. Number five, Elf.
Love Elf. Will Ferrell is just brilliant. And I just watched the movies that made us on Netflix. And they talk about the making of Elf and all the blood, sweat, and tears it took to get that movie made. It's just great.
Yeah. I've watched that same episode, and it was really good. Number four, A Christmas Story.
Of course.
Classic. You know that they have the updated one. We haven't watched it. We might watch it tonight, but it's Ralphie's grown up.
Right.
And he comes back home to do Christmas. But it's basically almost all the original cast as adults, obviously.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so I don't know if it's going to be as, I don't have expectations that it will be as good as the original Christmas Story, but I'm still going to watch it. I hope it's good enough to make you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Definitely.
Number three, Miracle on 34th Street, the original.
With Natalie Wood.
From 1947. Number two, interesting, A Christmas Carol, the 1951 version.
Scrooge that was?
Directed by Brian Desmond Hurst and Alistair Sim, giving arguably the definitive Ebenezer Scrooge performance.
His redemption scene, particularly Alistair Sim, when he wakes up in his own bed after all, being out all night, and it's so joyful and so childlike that I can see where that one really ranked up there. So good. So good.
And then number one, your favorite, It's a Wonderful Life.
Which was a flop.
Mm-hmm.
That film didn't
crazy to think about.
I know. That film didn't do anything when they released it. And was it Turner Classic Movies or one of those places that turned it into this? You have to see this. This is the this is the penultimate story.
This is what the write-up says. Frank Capra's Christmas classic was initially and undeservedly a disappointment when it was first released. But thanks to endless holiday airings on TV, It's a Wonderful Life became a Christmas staple, in large part because of its timeless story about the generosity of spirit and how easy it is to lose sight of it, even with Christmas around the corner. Jimmy Stewart delivers an all-timer performance as the fragile man who finds the true meaning of Christmas where it often resides with those we love.
That will never get old.
It will never get
old. That movie never gets old. I am surprised that our friend Greg Box picked
Die Hard.
Yes, did not make the list because I have expected it to be on there.
Well, Time Out, I think it was Time Out magazine, had a different countdown of the top 50. And I was going through that. And I first thought, I was like, we're not going to get through all 50 in one segment because it's just too long. But that list had way more of the untraditional Christmas movies on the list. And so I think Die Hard was on there. My brother's been really trying to sell hard that Prometheus is actually a Christmas movie, which is the prequel to Alien.
Oh.
He forced us to watch that this week. And he was like, it's a Christmas movie. See, it takes place at Christmas. It's like, just because it takes place at Christmas doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
The prequel to Alien?
Yes.
No.
Ridley Scott, we watched it, and I was only half paying attention. I really think I missed some of the moral of that story, but I'm calling no-go on Prometheus being a Christmas movie. But there you go. What did they miss? I'm trying to think if there's anything they did miss that I feel very beholden to as a must-see Christmas movie each year. I think they got everything.
I think they covered it pretty extensively. Especially when you consider that Elf and Scrooged are probably the two newest takes on a Christmas movie that we've had in 20 years.
Well, one of the ones, the Christmas Chronicles, at least going through this list as quickly as we did, that one seems like the newest one because that was 2018.
Oh, okay. That's with Kurt Russell, you said.
That's the one with Kurt Russell. Okay. But yeah, I mean, did you watch Spirited yet?
I did.
Ryan Reynolds.
I did.
Did you like it?
It was okay.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. It was fun. It was funny.
There were some really very funny moments, but I too thought that there's a plot twist in there, which I think is clunky.
Mm.
The whole reincarnation thing. That was unexpected.
Fair enough. All right. Well, switching gears a little bit to everybody's probably most hated Christmas Carol. I don't know. Do you have strong feelings about the 12 Days of Christmas?
It's just one of those things that is.
It's very long.
It is really long.
If you sing the whole thing, it's very, very long. But I think Vox covered this as far as some of the background to explain the 12 Days of Christmas, because I think for a lot of people, where does the idea of not even just the carol and the song, but why 12 Days of Christmas? Because Advent is 40 days. If you start in December, there's 24 days before Christmas Day. So what is this 12 day part? But it is in this, December 25th marks the official start of the 12 Days of Christmas. In the Christian tradition. And so it's basically, do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
So the 12 Days of Christmas is the period in Christian theology that marks the span between the birth of Christ and the coming of the Magi, the three wise men.
Oh, that makes sense.
So it begins on December 25th and runs through January 6th. And sometimes it's also that January 6th is called Three Kings Day. And then the 4 weeks preceding Christmas are known as Advent, which begins 4 Sundays before Christmas and ends on December 24th. And so that's where the 12 days comes from.
So, because that was the big party period, was Christmas Day up until the 6th.
I guess, yeah. And so, but the carol has lots of kind of a murkier background. But if you remember, so the lyrics, as they go, is on the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. And then it's 2 turtle doves, 3 French hens, 4 calling birds, 5 gold rings, 6 geese a-laying. It's a lot of birds. 7 swans swimming.
It's what a mess.
8 milks a-mating. Maybe that's a mistletoe with the bird droppings.
Yeah.
8 maids a-milking, 9 ladies dancing, 10 lords a-leaping, 11 pipers piping, and 12 drummers drumming. And there's been... As I was reading this, there's some mention of different lyrics over time, like bears abating, ships a-sailing. Sometimes that the gift giver was the singer's mother and not their true love. There's early versions that it was 4 collie birds, which meant black, so like blackbirds. And some people have theorized that the 5 gold rings actually refer to the markings of a ring-necked pheasant. So more birds instead of a 5 golden rings, just more birds. but at one point there was a theory on the internet that it was coded as like a primer on Christianity, where the 2 turtle doves were like the Old and the New Testament. 3 French hens were faith, hope, and charity. The 4 calling birds, the 4 gospels, like all of this. The internet will do its thing. The internet's going to internet, if you think of that. But that's been debunked.
Okay.
But it kind of, I mean, the 10 lords leaping, the 10 commandments, 11 pipers piping, the 11 faithful apostles, 12 drummers drumming, the 12 points of doctrine in the Apostles' Creed. But it is a song ripe for parody.
Oh, sorry about
it's
that.
It's a song ripe for parody, which I chose to do. And we're not going to play it now. We're going to play it in the last segment, because it's been the teaser this whole time. You can also watch it on the interwebs. It's been posted to TikTok and to Instagram.
It's worth watching, partner. It is. It's worth a watch.
It's gonna your ears might bleed when you hear it, but it is fun. It's fun to watch. It's a little cringy, but you know, sometimes you just put yourself out there for the sake of the season. And I did that. So when we come back from this break, our final break before we leave for the holiday, 12 Days of Wisconsin Christmas, sang, I'm using that word loosely, by myself and I, Kristen Bry. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
All set to go, Shamora, Freeman, and Levins make an awesome trio. It's getting cold in Wisconsin, and we're celebrating. Put some wood on the fire, and let's get closer to friends. Just how cold it's gonna get this year, nobody.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed
the Devil's Advocates,
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets law and order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now, of the 2 major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 21. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30. Overcast. Turning warmer Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Our 12th trip to Glambo, my girlfriend gave to me.
Last trip.
12 Eric Torkelson autographed jerseys. 11 Blaze orange earmuffs. 10 shots of Jaeger. 9 acid tablets. 8 babes of barf. 7 dudes of booze. And 6 dozen bratwursts. $5 beers. 4 tins of chew.
3 Weber grills.
2 cheese head tattoos.
And a hickey shaped like a G.
Welcome back to the last segment of our holiday spectacular Christmas special of As Goes Wisconsin. We are staying warm. I am very warm. We are very toasty inside of the studio up here in WFHR. Probably not so much once we step outside, but this has been a very fun episode. I'm so happy to have done this with you.
Me too.
My friend and partner, Jane. So they sounded a little bit better. Which what was the 12
that
12
is the
Lambo?
The 12 trips to Lambo by the singing Lambonis.
So they sounded better than I did. But I know you've all been waiting for this. We're going to play it's not very long.
No, it's short.
We're going to play my version of the 12 Days of Wisconsin Christmas.
Take a listen.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Wisconsin gave to me 12 bike lane Santas, 11 cocktail weenies, 10 Christmas Stalin, 9 aluminum trees, 8 Mertz's cheese balls, 7 cherry Kringles, 6 Tom and Jerry's, 5 cannibal sandwiches, 4 brandy slushes, 3 pickled herring, 2 shot skis, and a drive down candy cane lane.
Bravo!
Oh, man. There was a comment this morning on this was so this you can go see it at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel posted this. One of the comments was, I'm genuinely asking who among your readers asked for this.
Why are you doing this to us?
So, you know, last year we did a fun one where I played all 4 characters on Jeopardy, the 3 contestants and the host. And so I set up with answers and then you had to the contestants guessed the question. And similar, some of the same, there were some repeats because there's only so many specifically uniquely Wisconsin traditions. But this year we're like, oh, like, how are we going to top last year? And between having COVID and the weather pending, this was the best I could come up with. And it's fun,
it's hilarious. And if you watch it, because you mentioned this when we were talking about this earlier this week, because you really went for it. You put yourself out there. You really attempted to, and you gave it your all, kid. You left it all on the field. You broke a couple limbs, but it's okay. We'll patch you back up, and we'll send you out again next time.
They can't all be winners, but there's someone out there will appreciate it, even if it's not something that gets replayed year after year after year.
Just a little pitchy dog.
Just a little pitchy. Yeah.
But again, I think you started too high and we talked about the music and you were limited. But I just think the amount of time and the production values and everything, it's really well done.
Well, that's a shout out to Bill Schultz over at Journal Sentinel, who is very tenured producer and video editor there. I always fancy myself as being a pretty good editor. The stuff that he does with the videos that we do is so much fun. And so that's what I said. I was like, this video is only going to work with the footage you find. Because really, I mean, that's what all of those things I listed, like the aluminum trees from Manitowoc.
Sure.
And Bicycling Santas, the event in Milwaukee, Candy Cane Lane, a staple for Southeast Wisconsin as far as places to go see lights and everything. And so, it's fun. Not everything can always be serious breakdowns of things happening, politics happening in Madison.
No, but, I can't.
At the break, we had our colleague over at WFHR, Seth, came in. He goes, can I make a request for a recommendation for Christmas viewing? So, Jane, tell me if you've seen this. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
I know I have heard of it.
It's an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, is it?
Which we talked about this week.
Yes.
As far as celebrities from Wisconsin. And this is another one I have not seen, but Seth's request is for people to check it out because he said there's a parody song about Patrick Swayze or something like that.
Oh, that sounds worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah.
And it's called, tell me again what it's called.
It's an episode. It's not a full movie. So it's Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
On Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes, exactly. So I'm sure you just give it a Google. You can probably hunt it down somewhere. It's probably on YouTube somewhere.
That's hilarious.
But so that'll about do it for this Christmas spectacular. We made it.
We did.
We didn't even know if we were going to have a show today. And well, here we are, three hours later.
Here we are, 3 hours later. I jumped out about an hour ago and started the wheels up. And she groaned a little bit, but I think we will be all right on getting home. I do want to say this with all sincerity. Everybody, please seriously be careful. And just with these wind chills and stuff for the next couple of days and even into Christmas morning. So watch out for your pets. Watch out for each other and watch out for yourself, too, because it's serious.
It is serious. And it is, as much as we like to say, we are boldened, thick-skinned Wisconsinites who can deal with all sorts of weather. You are still fallible, so please don't take too many chances or risks, because even though it's maybe not as bad as we thought it would be, it's still very cold outside.
Very cold, still very blowy, and lots of wind and stuff. So be safe. I hope you can get to where you want to go to. I've been listening to some other news reports about all these poor people stuck at airports for like 2 days. You know, they're not going to be flying out until Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so there were 4,600 flights that were canceled today.
I keep seeing different numbers. I saw 5,400.
Oh, maybe.
One news report.
Yeah, maybe.
And so I don't know what, in the days, the weeks, whatever, but lots of flight cancellations. So hopefully, if you were listening today, you were somewhere safe, whether it's your home or a loved one's home. Please don't leave if you don't have to. If you're on the road, as Jane said, please turn your lights on.
Please, please, please.
Drive slowly. Bundle up. But I will say in all sincerity that one of my best Christmas gifts is your friendship, Jane. This has been such a fun ride for the last almost 6 months of doing the show with you. I'm excited we have a well-deserved break for the holidays, but we'll be back next week on Tuesday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to do some fun end of the year shows. But I couldn't do this without you. And I'm so grateful for you and our friendship and your partnership in doing this thing called As Goes Wisconsin.
Well, you're going to get me all verklempt now right before we go to break. But working with you is a joy in my life.
Oh, well, on that note, let's cue the Christmas.
I'm
excited to see you hit the bumper. Let's see what you got for the last song for this Christmas special, Jade.
Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. To kids from 1 to 92, although it's been said many times, many ways.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests.
They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.